At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hola mi gente, what's good, what's poppin'? It's your girl, Amara La Negra. You may know me from the reality show, Love & Hip Hop Miami. Los quiero invitar to listen to my weekly podcast, Exactly Amara, where I'll be talking about todo lo bueno and none of the BS. Let me excite your mind with topics like dating, sex, relationships. Así que listen to Exactly Amara every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day with 5G.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I never considered myself a smoker, really. It was more of a social thing. I'd step outside with friends at the bar and have a few cigarettes. Sometimes I'd grab a pack and join coworkers on break. But one day I looked around and I wasn't just a social smoker. I was the only smoker. That was my reason for choosing Zyn nicotine pouches. Because I still enjoy nicotine. And now I can enjoy it around friends again, too. Find your reason at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through. And now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, Let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Week 6 in full effect here on the I Want Your Flex podcast. Get Mike on Twitter, at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter, at Dan Beyer on Fox. First things first, Mike's coming off of a high of a Rolling Stones concert, and it's someone's birthday. It's a birthday weekend for one Mike Harmon. Happy, happy birthday to you. I know you don't like to make a big deal out of it, but I figured I would anyway.
No, I appreciate it. I mean, we're getting another trip around the sun. I think I'm hitting the age where I have to celebrate them. Because, I mean, let's face it, not to bring the podcast down in the first minute, but we got a lot of friends and family members who aren't with us that won't be able to mock me and send me those notes saying, happy birthday, you old man, with Dikembe Mutombo waving his finger at me. So I'm going to take all of the plaudits, all of the excitement, and I'm going to jump into this next year with reckless abandon, trying to predict and throw darts at week 6.
I hope your birthday wish, at least one of them, is that my give me one reasons couldn't be as bad as they were last week. That's all I ask, is just one of the wishes. Hey. Be like last week, be rock bottom. That's all I ask for.
No, that's it. They have to be, right? Because that's all we can do. We look back for a second and we just shake our head and say, what the hell happened? But in the end, here's the beauty of it, Dan, is you're trying to make predictions on what could happen, right? We try to give you a game script. But once that game script starts to go off the rails fully, there's really not a whole hell of a lot we can do, right? I mean, not to be mean about it, but think about your Seahawks. And yes, you got some good play from Geno Smith, but could you have expected what would happen the rest of that game to happen? No.
No, absolutely.
You were expecting
not.
Russ to give you some more magic.
Yeah. Well, I'll have coaches do what they always do. You know what? We just took the game film, we just threw it away. That's what we did.
No,
we
just, good.
Not even looking back. So let's look ahead to week 6. And before we get to all of the information on the top 5 players at each position, the hot plays and the cold sores and whatnot, I do want to talk about one specific position in the NFL, and it's the tight end position, because it is very intriguing to me, especially after what Mark Andrews did on Monday night for the Ravens, by far his best game of the season. But there has been this unique trend, and we've touched on it at times, Mike, because Rob Gronkowski, who is obviously didn't play Thursday night against the Eagles, but Rob Gronkowski, on average, was your best tight end in fantasy football. Now, he's been injured the last couple of weeks, so the average is still there, but the total's not there. However, the usual suspects of Travis Kelce, of Darren Waller, maybe taken a little bit of a step back from the start of the season, and you've had other emerging names like a Dawson Knox coming in from Buffalo. Kyle Pitts finally had a good game for Atlanta in week 5. They're on bye in week 6. But I just the tight end position right now is one that is difficult for me to put my finger on, because the usual suspects, the guys that you could count on, maybe aren't producing the way that you would have hoped when you drafted them high in your draft.
Yeah, and that's the danger of it, right? Because the drop-off is so severe. So do you allocate 2 roster spots during draft season, and as much as you love a couple of these guys as, well, more or less wide receiver ones, that their disappearance, shrinking stats, or, you know, where there's issues on the offensive line that maybe they have to stay in block. And obviously when you look at Gronkowski and Hawkinson and some of these others, George Kittle. Of course,
yeah, perfect, yeah.
Injured lists, right? Great examples. And Mark Andrews was a guy that in week 5, I haven't seen the splits, but I got to imagine a lot of folks sent him to the bench or really just lit a bunch of votive candles and prayed real hard. And then they ended up getting their 41-point performance the first time that he'd been seen in the red zone. He was invisible. He had the Harry Potter cloak of invisibility. There it is. I'm dialing it up here to start week 6 in my full nerddom. But, you know, a guy like Dalton Schultz suddenly develops into a player. You mentioned Dawson Knox, but a lot of the players that you drafted, a Tyler Higbee, his role has been minimized, right? We're seeing Parham Jr. with the Chargers. He's a red zone guy, but does that develop into anything more, or do you chase red zone targets along the way? So it's a lot of hand-wringing right now. I mean, I think it goes back to what you said last week, Dan. We're still at the player studs phase of the schedule, And if you get a dud from a would-be star, the expectations of target counts, if that starts drifting towards the midseason, then yeah, I guess it's time to shuffle up and deal. But for now, I've just got to grin and bear it when Darren Waller has a minimal game.
Yeah, I'm not ditching Waller for David Njoku, no matter how good things were for the Browns tight end. Just interesting to see on what was, I thought, a clear-cut position, hierarchy has just not played out like that. I know TJ Hockenson owners aren't necessarily thrilled with the production that he's given them, especially as of late. Just a total of 74 yards in the past three games. So that's, that has been an issue as well. Then you guys got guys, as I mentioned, like Dawson Knox, and yeah, Dalton Schultz is up there for the Cowboys as well. All right. So we usually don't do top fives for tight ends, and we're not going to this time because we're going to break into our normal things that we do here on I Want Your Flex. Our top five rankings heading into week six at the quarterback, running back, and wide receiver positions. Mike, let's start with the signal callers. We've got four teams on bye. There will be no Jameis Winston, Matt Ryan, Zach Wilson, or Trey Lance / Jimmy Garoppolo, as the Niners, Jets, Saints, and Falcons all are on bye this week. Mike, your top five quarterbacks for week six in the NFL.
It's too bad. They were starting to feel pretty good about Matt Ryan again after Kyle Pitts showed up in London. All right, top five for this week. We've got Josh Allen just absolutely cruising right now, going up against Tennessee. Tennessee, abysmal. We'll hear more about them as we go through our list. But 11th worst, I should say, against opposing quarterbacks. But Allen right now distributing it and making them pay. The run game starting to show up. Things in Buffalo starting to click on all cylinders. Patrick Mahomes, rumors of his demise are greatly exaggerated. Yes, the turnovers are up, but you know what? Still at the top of your scoring list and going up against the inexplicable, pathetic Washington football team defense, second worst against quarterbacks for fantasy purposes. Just an absolutely amazing turn of events, because the expectations were high. Ron Rivera even said, I don't know if you caught this one this week, Dan, it's like, it's too bad we won the division because the expectations. I'm like, no, the schedule also came up and bit you in the ass by winning the division as well. Justin Herbert going up against Baltimore, middle of the pack against opposing passing squads, but with that safety blanket that is that great offensive line, Herbert plenty of time to work. Mike Williams right now, your number one fantasy scorer at the wideout position. You got Kyler Murray going up against Cleveland, fourth worst, helped by that huge effort that Herbert had last week. And then Lamar Jackson against the Chargers. Look, the Chargers are seventh best, but Lamar on the ground, plus starting to work Andrews, the aforementioned Andrews, and Marquise Hollywood Brown. We'll hear about him in a minute because, we hang a star on him. But for Lamar Jackson, right now things are clicking. I found it very curious. I wanted to keep a list of all the folks that actually used the Fonzie. I was wrong about Lamar Jackson this week after watching him on Monday Night Football. And just think about it. Boykin's just coming back, and Rashad Bateman hasn't played yet. The ceiling is still higher, Dan Beyer.
The Ravens could be rolling, but I do love this about the Ravens. On a complete side note, somehow somebody leaked a report this week that people were calling about the Ravens running backs. Like, are you kidding me? I'm sorry. I don't think anybody is calling up Baltimore and going to Eric DaCosta saying, yeah, what do you want for Devontae Freeman? That never happened. Okay, that is
we
false.
Bought these guys off the scrap heap, but now we can turn them into gold.
We don't want them in fantasy, let alone in real life. There is no way that is happening. And your point about Mahomes is, yeah, it's funny. Man, what's wrong with Patrick Mahomes? And then I just come from the fantasy perspective and be like, well, he did give you 61 yards rushing on the ground on that Bills loss, so you can't be too mad about that. All right, those are your top five quarterbacks entering week six. Let's go to that tailback position. And I'm just guessing we aren't going to hear any Ravens names in these top five, no matter what NFL insiders want you to believe.
Didn't Lamar Jackson rush for four times the yards of all of those other running backs combined on Monday night? I mean, look, if you tell me that the Ravens are making calls trying to bring in Marlon Mack, I'll hear it. And that they tried to get him to just change locker rooms after the game, we can have that conversation. But in terms of the guys that are on that roster right now, no chance in hell. But here's the top five. We've got Austin Eckler against those Ravens. Fifth most fantasy points allowed to running back. And Eckler, while he's healthy, smoking hot like like fire right now. Derrick Henry against Buffalo, a little counterintuitive. Third best, but look at the runners that they've faced. Look at the teams that they've faced. Look at the scripts that have gone out the window. And that doesn't mean that it can't go to hell here against Tennessee. No question about it. But Derrick Henry is going to get his as we roll. You got Jonathan Taylor. Why, even with no Quentin Nelson and issues on the O-line, running hard against the Houston Texans, middling against opposing fantasy running backs. But right now, he's hitting a bit of a stride. And Carson Wentz, we'll actually talk about him in a positive tone. Don't get that often here from me. So, surprise, I'm feeling good because it's my birthday or something like that. Najee Harris, hey, sorry, he faces your Seattle Seahawks coming off his first 20-carry game of the season against Denver. 39 targets, and I know 19 of them came against Cincinnati, but that's still five a game through the other weeks of the season. Seattle, third most fantasy points allowed to running backs. And then New England's 11th best, but right now Zeke and that Dallas offense, they're eating and expect more of that this week.
People don't realize this, and I know that this is going to be the first year we're going to have to deal with this, but Derrick Henry is on pace to break the NFL single-season rushing record. Yes, 17 games would put him past Derek Dickerson's 2105. If it was a 16-game season, Mike, his season so far right now would be fifth best all time. So I think that Derrick Henry is someone that we don't necessarily look at because now we're just become accustomed to him being as great as he is. But he's been really, really good, and it's why he is fifth on the MVP pyramid after 5 weeks of the NFL season. But Derrick Henry, yeah, it's kind of like when he rushes for 130 yards, it's ho-hum. It's just like, all right, that's
right,
him.
Just
that's
another day.
Yeah, that's how good Henry has been this season. All right, let's get to the top five wide receivers entering week six in the NFL.
All right, let's get it on. We got Tyreek Hill going up against Washington, fourth worst against wide receivers. They're abysmal, and I'm looking for another one of those monster games where he's just kind of strutting to the end zone. Davante Adams going up against Chicago. Bears, 10th worst against wideouts, and when you look over the last six games, look, we pick arbitrary stats all the time. Six catches, 75 yards per game over the last six, and let's face it, Aaron Rodgers has owned the Bears through the years. Hell, that goes all the way back to Don Majkowski. Now I'm sad. Stephon Diggs going up against Tennessee. After further review, it's a full 30 years of misery.
I'm sorry to interrupt. But we will get to 3, 4, and 5. But you grew up in the city of Chicago. You were born and raised there. I grew up in Wisconsin, and mostly in the 80s, the Bears dominated Green Bay. And then, from as you said, from kind of that point of Majkowski on, it's been a different story. But throughout the 80s, the Bears dominated the Packers. There was the play where the Packers upset the Bears at Lambeau Field with Don Majkowski on a reviewed play where the call was overturned and was called a touchdown on a touchdown pass, which was originally called an incompletion. Mike, they made T-shirts and sweatshirts about that play. And that's it. The shirt was, after further review, the Bears still suck. That was the sweatshirt, and that was the T-shirt. And then it was an artistic drawing of Don Majkowski, you know, with his hands in the air and a Packer helmet. But that's what Packer Bears is. We talk a lot about what are real rivalries in the NFL. And the Vikings and the Packers have a good rivalry, but it's not Packers Bears. And that's what Packers Bears can bring you.
Dan, there's actually a song you can sing along to that the chorus is, "And the Bears still suck." I don't know all the lyrics. I'm going to leave it alone because it's going to make me sad to think about it in full. Let's see. The Bears still suck lyrics. How many times was we take
Was it by the Cheeseheads? Because that probably sounds like a Wisconsin-based band that makes Packer songs.
It's the Happy Schnapps combo, evidently, that came up with this
one. Okay, all right.
Bears fan throwing insults in our face. The Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game, even if from time to time they've been a little lame. How could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big as a ham. You know, we still have a drop in the system where, I don't know, I stuttered and I really sounded like I was doing a Porky Pig impression.
Was that from Metro Lyrics that you got those lyrics?
You know those genius, actually.
Genius, yeah. Okay. A to Z lyrics.
Exactly.
Man. Oh, geez.
No, it's all good. We've got the same three, you and I looking up lyrics. Hey, here's one of, you know, for you, Hall & Oates, me and Ava lyric. I don't know. But here we are. The Bears still suck, being the line. But after beating the Raiders and dominating them on both sides of the line of scrimmage, color me intrigued for this matchup against the Packers. All right, 3, 4, and 5. Stephon Diggs against Tennessee. I don't know if he'll be any more open than he was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On that broken play the other night, but hey, maybe there's a chance. They're worst against wide receivers, and he needs to get fed. Everybody else is making their hay. I'm looking for Diggs to have one of those big performances. Ja'Marr Chase, because you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him. Yeah, the Detroit Lions, 10th best against wide receivers, and I feel for Dan Campbell, and I know the players want to play for him. Here's the thing. That connection between Burrow and Chase is something special. You ride the hot hand. And finally, Cooper Kupp had a bad day with 7 catches for 92 yards. Last time out. Double-digit targets in each week of the season. His 5-for-64 against Arizona was his low point, Dan. So he's a top-5 play this week.
The Chase play, I think, is smart because the Lions can be a little deceiving. You saw what they did to Minnesota, but you talked about it in our last podcast. Justin Jefferson still had a big game in that contest. Debo Samuel had a big game against the Lions, so it makes sense, even though I know some people like the Lions on Sunday against Cincinnati. That seems to be a smart play. And the play in question on the Don Majkowski Bears was Majkowski across the line of scrimmage. That's what it was. And then after further review, he was not. He was able to throw that touchdown pass to beat the Bears. I just want to make my history correct, and I don't want Packer fans getting on my case, because these fans get on my case anyway for my bad fantasy advice.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through, and now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
There is no bad fantasy advice when it comes to Mike Harmon's hot plays, cold sores, and ninjas. That's where we move to as we look into week 6. Mike, let's get to your
hot plays.
That's right, hot plays for week 6 in the NFL.
Light it up. Let's stack them. Taylor Heinicke against Kansas City. Look, sometimes it just stands out so much. And it may not be pretty, but the fantasy points all count the same. Because, look, KC's going to put up their points on a bad Washington D, which means Heinicke's going to have his opportunities, as will Terry McLaurin on that side. And Darrell Williams in the backfield for KC as Clyde Edwards-Helaire going to miss a couple of weeks. So opportunity knocks. Go take full advantage of it here. Roethlisberger against Seattle, 12th worst, against opposing quarterbacks. Maybe the pass rush wakes up and shakes out a turnover or two from Geno. I'm rooting for Geno, by the way. I hope he does well, just as a fan
you
of football
both.
And a guy getting another opportunity. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it could be. It's going to be a little difficult against the Steelers defense. I'm curious to see what Seattle does in the following weeks when you've got the Saints and Jacksonville on their schedule to try to maybe make some hay.
Opportunities will knock. All right, we got DeAndre Swift going up against Cincinnati, middling against opposing running backs, but there are some big games mixed in there in the first 5 weeks of the season. Go back to Pittsburgh for a moment. Claypool, last two games he played, 9-for-96 and then 5-for-130 and a touchdown. How about Emmanuel Sanders against Tennessee? Everybody plays, everybody wins. 5 targets plus each week, and he's got 2 touchdowns in 2 of the last 3 games. And then Daryl Henderson going up against the Giants. Giants giving up their bottom 5 against fantasy running backs, giving up 170 scrimmage yards to running backs per game.
The Claypool play is interesting, and I would agree with that as well, not only with the numbers over the last couple of weeks. You now have the Juju Smith-Schuster injury, and Claypool, because of that injury, also playing some in the slot where the Steelers have kind of tried to take advantage of his physical skills, and we will see that on display on Sunday night. All right, those are the guys that may not be in the top 5, but if you've got them on your team, you may want to get them in your lineup coming up. Then there's the other side of that coin. The cold sores, the guys you don't want to touch, you don't want to see, you don't want to look at, you don't want anything to do with. Yes, they are your
cold sores.
Yep, you got it. Cold sores for week 6.
You know what? You killed them both off your set it and forget it list, Dan, because I pay attention to those lists. We've got the MVP pyramid at Dan Beyer on Fox. We've retweeted it at Swollen Dome. Get it out there. Converse with your friends. Send us all your hate mail because whether you like us or hate us, just think about us. That's what we want. We want to be in your heads. Kirk Cousins and Derek Carr both hit the list this week for the cold sores. Cousins going up against Carolina. Look, they're 14th against quarterbacks for fantasy purposes. Back-to-back single touchdown games. 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions on the season. So still opportunities. You mentioned the Justin Jefferson great first half, but finishing drives, we'll see how much that flows. Likewise, Adam Thielen going up against that Carolina secondary. They are 6th best against wide receivers. So for this week, Shut him down. Thielen only a WR3. Captain Kirk coming in as a mid-teens QB. And then Derek Carr goes right with him. Second best defense against quarterbacks are the Denver Broncos, coming off a stinging loss. And look, we've all watched it. That offensive line has been terrible, and Carr succeeded in spite of them for a couple of weeks. Now you add all this other, I don't even know what the proper term is to say it. Turmoil. Dan, turmoil sure. is the word we'll use in Las Vegas. So right now things are going south. And for Derek Carr, as much as he can say all the right things and try to rally his squad and Darren Waller and all of those, you know, you got a couple of guys that I'm curious to see the reaction. But right now this team is wounded on the football field, let alone what's going on in the realm of social media and journalistic efforts.
The Raiders' whole situation of even going into last week, Mike, you knew it was going to be a tough matchup with the Bears, and you follow what happened on Friday. Now, to your point, and you're going up against another team with a pretty good defense. Yeah, I don't like the recipe for success. But as we said in our last podcast, I do think it is worth watching to see if Derek Carr's play, the style of play, changes without Gruden looking over his shoulder. Maybe it happens at Denver on Sunday, but I do think fantasy-wise that is a theme to look at where maybe Carr turns it around. I just don't like, to your point, the matchup that they have this week against the Broncos.
Yeah, I mean, you're also looking at and doing the Sunday morning show on Fox Sports Radio that I do with Bucky Brooks. He wondered aloud before that game, and he actually picked the Bears to win outright, wondering if Joey Bosa's comments didn't quite have folks looking at film in review a little differently. Derek Carr, which I think is kind of interesting as well.
He did turtle one time.
Came out aggressively.
Yeah, he did turtle one time in that game against the Chargers, but I thought it was just so they wouldn't be knocked out of field goal range. That something was like
right that he wouldn't turn the ball over.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That was my thought, but again, on a down-to-down basis, maybe there's something as you're opposite him in the line of scrimmage that maybe as you're getting close, he's hearing footsteps and maybe getting the ball out a little earlier or whatever you're trying to see. In other words, the smack talk worked. I still don't understand how he got fined for asking about a call he didn't receive, unless he really said one of the magic words, Dan. But he didn't get a fine for the post-game presser, as best I can tell, which is also interesting. All right, other cold sores. Hollywood Brown against the Chargers, second best against wide receivers. Like I said, you know, this is one just in the cautionary tale measure. Likewise, Lamar Jackson, I'm still looking for him to put up some numbers on the ground to get you to a big fantasy day. With Hollywood Brown, the opportunities may not be numerous, but he may be able to take care of one or two big plays. So he's a WR2 for me this week. Still playable, but not to the elite status that we're starting to expect, I think. Damian Harris against Dallas, injured. Their top 10 against running backs in the script is starting to be, yeah, you're not going to be able to run the ball because they're putting up points on you. And then Chase Edmonds going up against Cleveland. James Conner taking care of the mess in and around the goal line. Be curious to see how they sort out goal line situation with Max Williams now gone for the year, a guy who was starting to develop, going back to the opening topic of the tight end position. But with Edmonds, he's also banged up, got a shoulder injury, so maybe more of Connor this week against the Browns.
I honestly don't expect the Cardinals to win against Cleveland on Sunday, but I will give the Cardinals credit for people that are trying to poke holes in them. Their win at the Rams is one of the best wins that you could have in the NFL this season. So to say that the Cardinals aren't legit is false. The question now comes, big picture, Mike, they got off to a great start last year. and how are things going to be different this time around? I don't think this Sunday is the litmus test on who Arizona is, because I expect Cleveland to win that game, but something to watch just as a team-wise over the next couple of weeks and where the Arizona Cardinals are. All right, we've got hot plays in, cold sores in. That leaves one more left. Those are your
Fantasy Ninja.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got it, the Ninjas for week six.
Start, we'll go back to Washington and look at J.D. McKissic, 5 point receptions, 5.6 receptions per game and 54 yards per game allowed to opposing running backs through the air by Kansas City thus far. So looking for some opportunity there. I know smallish a week ago, look for a rebound. Hell, let's get something to play for in that London game. If we're going to be up drinking our cup of coffee, I'll be on air mocking it, perhaps maybe even more so than I did the Jets, because, well, it's the Jets. Jets. This week we got Miami and Jacksonville, so let's fire up Trevor Lawrence against that Miami defense. How about Carson Wentz? His 400 yards against the Ravens looked more confident against Houston. An opportunity. Michael Pittman also showing that he's a force to be reckoned with and a guy that's developing in his own right. So an opportunity here. I did find it interesting that David Culley, even with Davis Mills there, and look, it's a young quarterback, and the warts are there, and the learning still need to be done. But he said once Tyrod Taylor is available, that he's his quarterback. Shades of Chicago. Once again,
Then I would say, hey, everybody go get Brandon Cooks. I mean, because Cooks has not been good, but if you've got that opportunity now, you can maybe really get him on the cheap if Taylor's coming back, then, hey, that could be something to plan ahead for.
It is funny because on this list, I do have Brandon Cooks this week. Ooh. 5+ targets still each week. A couple of 100-yard games. Yes, those seem like forever ago. But an opportunity because I think Indy's going to put some points up, which means, hey, you're just going to have to keep winging it. So opportunity may knock. Again, he's a third wide receiver. So that's where we're talking about where we're coming from the ninja position. Miles Gaskin, you saw him as a receiver in a bigger spot. I think this is a game where he announces himself back on the fantasy roadmap here on a larger scale against Jacksonville. And then Cortland Sutton had a big game last week, but still a lot of questions of how well that offense will run week to week. So from a consensus rankings, still down as a WR3 or worse, depending on who you're looking at. For me, I like target opportunities, and so long as the ankle and everything holds up, he's a guy that always has back end number one potential.
Those are your hot plays, cold sores, and ninjas for week six. It's my turn to take the wheel, only for a short drive. This is an opportunity for me just to give you a little bit of information to make a big, big decision. It's a segment we like to call
3, 2, 1.
Give me one reason.
And yeah, it's what it says. I give you one reason to start a guy, give you one reason to bench a guy, and honestly, there is nowhere to go but up after last week. Mike, I wanted to double down on Laviska Shenault because I told everybody to start the Jaguars wide receiver a week ago, and he had one catch, but that one catch was for 58 yards, and it was darn exciting when he had it, and I think it may trigger the Jaguars to be like, we got to get the guy more than three targets, so I'm going to give you a bonus. So it's Shenault and the bounce back, but I'm also going to give you Javonte Williams, running back of the Broncos. Don't be shy. I know he was everybody's favorite in the Denver backfield coming into the season, but him and Melvin Gordon really have kind of had that split workload. I like Williams to emerge this week against the Raiders. They had to play catch-up last week, and that's the reason they won't have to play catch-up this week against the Raiders. So that's why I say you start Javonte Williams, and I'm giving you the bonus with Shenault. And I'll give you one reason to bench Tyler Lockett of the Seahawks, the wide receiver against the Steelers. And it is not meant to be disrespectful to Geno Smith. It just seemed like in Geno Smith's limited time, there was more of a rapport with DK Metcalf, Mike. And honestly, if you are in question, why not throw to the physically imposing DK Metcalf and have him try to win some of those one-on-one opportunities? So because I think Geno likes DK a little bit more, I would hold off on Tyler Lockett Sunday night in Pittsburgh.
I love it. I love the Williams play. He almost made my my hot plays, and certainly for Lockett, it's just a question of what's that offense going to look like after a full week of work. That's really I'm really curious to see. Over under on that game for Sunday Night Football, Dan, is 42.5 as well. So when we talk about some of these numbers and try to, you know, look in the fantasy realm to figure out how we get to some of those marks that all the great algorithms that are put together by the good folks in Las Vegas and across the globe. That's a game that, well, they're jamming a lot into a very small box at 42.5, because I believe that is actually the smallest number on the board this week.
I will be with you Sunday morning. I will be at the news desk as you and Bucky Brooks will be doing your show. So, and I'll be taking in Dolphins and Jaguars. So that should be fun. Again, you can reach Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And honestly, I'm placing a rule. It's Harmon's birthday weekend. So if you ask for fantasy advice, you darn well better put happy birthday to Mike Harmon on those tweets. All right. Because if you don't, I'm not going to answer them. Now, Mike, he can answer them all he wants, but that is my rule this week. You got to at least hashtag happy birthday to Mike Harmon because it is his birthday weekend. All right, let's wrap this baby up so Harmon could go celebrate some more. Three-point conversion, Mike, for the three things that people need to know as they enter week six of the NFL season.
All right, number one, we're going all in on Carson. I figure I can go Carson Daly, Carson Palmer. Carson Palmer's hits with Dan Patrick on the network are fantastic. Monday mornings, folks, find those out there. But on Sunday, you'll celebrate the greatness of Carson Wentz in a big matchup against the Houston Texans, looking for him as a daily fantasy play. And if you've got a middling matchup for your normal starter, it's one of the rare times that a generous birthday-having Mike Harmon says Carson Wentz should be in your lineup. How about that? There's number one.
I like Carson Daly for daily plays. That was the pun that
I like that.
Jotted
no, that's
down.
Good.
Carson Daly for daily fantasy in week six.
Now we'll go back to what was it? Was it Total Request Live or what was the?
Yeah,
the
TRL.
Show
he yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure I got the letters right, because then you can acronym it up as you will. The bye weeks, you know, we just noted, but hey, roster management in advance. I don't want to belabor the points. This is like a 1A or 2A or however you want to do it. Six teams on bye next week. So be ready for the craters that will create in your rosters. So we certainly have that. Double down with Lamar Jackson and the greatness of the Ravens, even if they have no run game. Like you said, Dan, people are taking calls. It's crazy. People are calling for him. I don't buy it. But you got a guy, even though the matchup is bad, it goes back to Dan's point of week five. Play your studs. We'll get cute as the season goes on, perhaps, and we have a couple more data points. But for now, let's not leave those points on the bench. And finally, we celebrate it. Because I know people are getting a little nervous about Stephon Diggs. Just the numbers haven't been there because of Dawson Knox and some of these other guys. Just be patient. Listen to Guns N' Roses. Listen. Do the whistle. As you walk around the house, whatever you need to do, the points will come. And in a matchup where the sizable, robust Monday Night Football totals at 54, you will be rewarded. It's not all about Diggs, Diggstown. See, nice that. There's a movie reference for you. It's not Diggstown just in Dallas. No. We'll celebrate it in Buffalo as well.
Listen, that's a perfect segue to my three-point conversion because my points-a-palooza is the Monday Nighter in Nashville. Boom. Between the Bills and Titans. I don't actually think it's really that much of a surprise, and even just looking at the over-unders that you see, the Washington-Kansas City game is the only one that really rivals the bye week. It's interesting because I don't think that we've lost a lot with scoring-wise with the teams that are on bye, with the Saints
right.
and Jets and Falcons and Niners, but we just don't have those matchups that are maybe in conducive to something like that. So I have the points of Palooza being Buffalo and Tennessee. Look out for the cat fight in Detroit. I think you're going to get a scrappy game in that contest between the Bengals and Lions. I could see another 19-17 sort of game that Detroit just played against the Vikings this week. And finally, you know, you love wrestling, and you know Booker T. You know Booker T, right? There's a new character that is about to be unveiled. Booker TD. Yes, that is Devontae Booker after his two-touchdown effort against the Cowboys. Gets in the end zone a couple of times for the Giants. I think the Rams win in New York, but with New York still kind of dinged up. And the Rams haven't been great. Like, they haven't been, like, it's astonishing against the run. I think Devontae Booker can play a role, so he gets in the end zone a couple of times for the Giants.
Ooh, I like that. Even going back to week one against the Bears, David Montgomery and company, they ran the ball effectively, a couple of big plays. And each week, it's there. I keep putting the cautionary tale for everybody that wants to crown the Rams. There's some holes there. There's some issues. Just a matter of how many teams can actually exploit them. And I do love the cat fight. Come on, that is Dan Beyer punnery at its finest.
That was a hiss out of that side.
Wow, there you go. My God.
Oh, man. Making cat sounds and I want your flex. Get Mike again on Twitter, at Swollen Dome. I'm at Dan Beyer on Fox.
It's only week six, too.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Picks were bad. My cat hissing may even be worse. I hope you have great success in week six. And, Mike, I hope you have a great birthday weekend, and we'll do it when everything is wrapped up. How about that?
I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, for everybody out there, obviously a lot of injury news and notes. Dan, like you said, he'll be at the news desk with me Sunday morning, Fox Sports Radio, Bucky Brooks and I for a couple hours, and we'll go through as many of those injury notes and try to get you through your roster and those questions. The Giants, one of the teams that we're really watching to see the final practice notes and game time availabilities.
Yeah.
But fun stuff. I'll make sure to save you some cake, Dan.
Keep your eye on the McCaffreys, the Cooks, the Mixons, and everybody in those backfields, as well as we may not know their full status until a little closer to kickoff. All right, for Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Beyer. This is Van. I'm on your flex.
We just can't seem to catch a break, huh? So many rough fire seasons. But we made it through, and now there's another risk. All that charred soil and burnt vegetation can lead to floods and mud flow. I know, but you've got this too. And one way to get this is to get this, flood insurance. There's no rest for the West, but with flood insurance, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever else nature throws at you. Protect the life you've built at floodsmart.gov/wildfires.
Weight loss starts with the mind, and nobody knows this better than Martha Cameron, who lost 20 pounds on Noom Weight.
Yeah, I lost 20 pounds and kept it off.
So Martha, why did Noom Weight work so well for you?
Well, Noom was just a really positive weight loss experience for me, and compared to other weight loss programs, they gave me the freedom and flexibility to keep eating what I loved, and that made all the difference in the world because it made me actually enjoy the process. You know what I mean?
Oh, we know, Martha. Learn how Noom's psychological approach can help you lose weight at Noom.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.